And you can go whenever you're ready.
Hello, this is Will Crisp with Camp Cooking for Allegheny Mountain Radio. Today we're going to Italy for Cotoletta Bolognese, the famous Bolognese cutlet. Now, as all know, cuisine, sociology, and personal history can easily intertwine. Cotoletta Bolognese sums all this up for me. I arrived to study in the Italian city of Bologna, still a pretty raw, gangling American, still pretty clunky. And there it all was, red brick arcades, an ancient university, high Gothic towers, elegant fashions, the dense traffic of bicycles, Vespa motor scooters, and tiny Fiats, the occasional Lamborghini or Ferrari, and famous cuisine. In fact, other regions of Italy referred to Bologna as Bologna Grassa, or Fat Bologna. That was jealousy. Bolognese generally were not obese, and you didn't need the salary of an Italian film star to eat well. Aside from the student canteen or mensa, after hitting the books and research papers all day, I frequented a tiny family-operated restaurant. Tight space, wooden tables, hissing espresso machine, and after a first course of lasagna verde, green lasagna, because it was seasoned with spinach, not tomatoes, invariably I'd order the Bolognese cutlet, the Cotoletta Bolognese. Inexpensive, for students particularly, hearty, delicious. I think, friends, you can understand how much this memory means to me, and I hope that you will find this simple, easy-to-prepare recipe useful for you and your guests. So here we go with the ingredients. Cotoletta Bolognese. 4 boneless pork cutlets. 4 slices of provolone cheese. 2 thin slices pre-cooked deli ham or prosciutto. 2 eggs. 1 cup panko breadcrumbs. Vegetable oil. Spices, black pepper, salt, parsley flakes, and lemon slices. Preparation time, say 20 minutes. Cooking time, 6-8 minutes or 10, depending on how brown you want to get them. Now, this would serve 2 as a model. Preparation. Cover the 4 cutlets with plastic wrap. Pound as flat as possible with a kitchen mallet. Best to use a wooden mallet. Spread 2 cutlets in a plate. Layer with a slice of provolone, ham, and a second slice of provolone. So what we've got there is the provolone, ham in the middle, and the second slice of provolone. Cover with the other 2 cutlets. Press down with the palm of your hand to bond the halves. Beat the eggs into a wash and pour the panko into another plate. Place the cutlets into the egg wash, then into the panko, then onto a flat plate, and insert into the freezer for 30 minutes to make a bonding. Start heating the cooking oil in an iron skillet, preferably on an outside grill. With the oil bubbling away, remove the cutlets from the freezer and gently place in the cooking oil. The side should be nicely brown, 6 or 9 minutes or so each side, but be careful. Sometimes you get it cooked faster or slower, so you want it nice and brown but not burnt. Remove and drain on paper towels. Give a squirt of lemon juice. Plate with the spices. Buon appetito. Enjoy. This has been Cotoletta Bolognese, Will Crisp with Camp Cooking for Allegheny Mountain Radio.